Senator Ted Cruz is still angry with Washington. These days, he's presenting himself as the calmer, more controlled version of that other Republican frontrunner. Nowhere was that clearer than at the Arlington Convention Center last weekend, where hundreds gathered for the Tarrant County Republican straw poll. The Cruz booth was simple, a woman sitting in front of a banner with his name and a sign saying, "Trust Ted." Next door stood giant cardboard posters of Donald Trump wearing various trucker hats and red, white, and blue balloons bright as peacock feathers.
Hey, how are you?
Texas State Senator Connie Burton didn't let that drown her out.
Please vote for Cruz in the straw poll.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
She's handing out red Ted Cruz stickers as she reminds folks to vote in the straw poll. Cruz has had only one other election, and Burton was a political novice when she got involved in his 2012 campaign.
I did this very same thing. I got in on his campaign very early on. I loved that he's a constitutional conservative. I loved his background.
Few expected Cruz to win in 2012. After all, he was going up against Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a Republican with money, connections, and mainstream name recognition. But the young lawyer tapped into a wellspring of anger among grassroots organizers like Burton.
You know, we had Republican majority, and yet we were very frustrated that more conservative legislation didn't come out of the Senate.
They say they believe one thing. They say, hey, we want to cut taxes. We want to, trim the budget. But they never do it.
Joshua Rojas leads the state chapter of Millennials for Ted Cruz.
We really like that he can explain what we're feeling. Because a lot of us, we feel this frustration for what's going on, but we're not sure how to talk about it.
Rojas says in 2012, Cruz gathered all that anger among voters and bust into the Senate like a bull in a china shop.
In the beginning, he was a little bit more trigger happy, I guess you could say. He would jump right into fights. He would say exactly what he thought without hesitation.
These days, there's another bull on the rampage.
Our country is being run by incompetent people. And yes, I am angry.
That, of course, is Donald Trump speaking at the Republican debate on January 14th. TCU political science professor James Riddlesberger thought Trump's support would be waning by now, but
he is resonating with the mood of at least a portion of the American public who are angry about the way things are in the world.
People like Ed Coley. Coley showed up at the Tarrant County Republican straw poll in a camo trucker hat sporting a handlebar mustache.
My personal impression of Donald Trump is that he won't take any guff, that he is going to do what's right for this country. And if it pisses somebody off, then hey, guess what? You just got pissed off.
Since Trump is ruling the angry roost, Cruz has had to scoot over a bit and claim fresh territory among evangelicals. Lucky for him,
the evangelicals feel that they have been left out.
Mary Smith is an evangelical Ted Cruz supporter.
I like the fact that he's from Texas. He's a conservative. He's a godly man.
Cruz has already landed a few big endorsements from evangelicals, and he's taken notes from his pastor father. Here he is speaking at the National Religious Liberties Conference in Iowa in 2015.
Any president who doesn't begin every day on his knees isn't fit to be commander-in-chief of this country.
Amen.
Which brings us to the results of that Tarrant County straw poll. Texas Senator Cruz took first place with 40% of the votes. Trump had 27%. Now, you might have expected Cruz to have a bigger lead in a Republican bastion of his home state. Supporters like Joshua Rojas aren't worried. He says, true, it might seem like Cruz has pulled his punches. Really, he's just gotten more strategic about when he picks a fight. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.